That would be the sound of a cup of tea being poured, I believe. This is a first for me, interviewing in a railway station cafe. We are surrounded by railway memorabilia. I wanted to catch these guys as they were heading north towards Lincoln, and they very kindly got off the train to have a chat with me. Gentlemen, please introduce yourself.
Hi, it's John Cornwell, Managing Director of Newsflare.
Bibben Thomas, Commercial Director of Newsflare.
Tell me about Newsflare.
The idea first came about when Bevan was on a treadmill some 2 years ago. Bevan.
Thanks, John. I was working out on a treadmill. Was watching a video on the news in the corner on a screen. It was a fire in South London. I was looking at these pictures, thinking these are great, amazing pictures. Then I realised quite quickly that actually had been captured on a mobile phone. Not a professional camera, thought these are amazing. And then I was sort of thinking, I was realised the pictures were probably 2 or 3 hours old, and just thought, why? You know, the fire is still burning. Why am I not getting the latest stuff? Why am I not getting more information on this? You know, there's got to be something. There's got to be an opportunity here. At the time, I was working for an agency doing a lot of exploring the apps, video, geolocation, all these things that were coming on, improving data speeds, and sort of looking at opportunities for clients. And both my parents are journalists originally by trade, and so it was just a bit of a marrying up of these sort of a spark moment with the two parts of my life, basically.
John, how long has Newsflare been available in the App Store?
About 12 weeks now. We went live with a beta product on the 13th of April. That's the first of many versions that will be upgraded over the coming months. And so far, you know, we've seen a pretty decent uptake of the service, and we've had some encouraging feedback from users.
I've had a play, mostly just shooting general views at the moment while at Bletchley Park. I thought, why not? This is news. If somebody needs a general view of Bletchley Park while doing a news piece, why not shoot a clip, just a steady, gentle panning shot of the mansion at Bletchley Park, upload it into Newsflare. What's the process from there? What do you guys do to kind of get the traditional media to see that clip and realise that they can purchase this and use it in standard channels?
Yeah, there's kind of three ways that a clip gets from a submitter to a news organisation. The first is if the news organisation has requested it themselves, and we call that an assignment. So assignments appear both within the app on the website, and submitters can respond to them. The second is if a registered news organisation set what we call a saved search or a feed. And this is essentially it's a feed of news clips that meet criteria that are geographic or content specific. And the last is if we see a clip on that's been submitted by a member, and we think this is absolutely right for, let's say, London Tonight or Northwest News, then we forward it to them directly via email.
One of the key things is making it as easy as possible for a news organisation to find it if they want it. So you were talking about Bletchley Park. If I was doing a piece and thought, well, I'll check on Newsflare if they've got something, because everything's geotagged, I can very, very quickly go to that location and say, is there a clip, isn't there a clip? And it saves what you find with a lot of other sources of video news content, what can be a really, really drawn-out search to ultimately find nothing.
So yesterday I was teaching some people mobile media making, people who are going to be participating in the Milton Keynes International Festival, and I said, have a look at this app, because when you're shooting video anyway, why not shoot video that could sit within Newsflare, because you never know, it might get picked up by people not just potentially covering the International Festival, but the events and acts and some of the amazing things that are happening there are going to be happening in other places. Inflatable Stonehenge, for example. I want to see video. I haven't seen video footage of that yet. I would like, it's actually this proper size of Stonehenge in Milton Keynes. That would be amazing.
It's worth going to Milton Keynes.
Is that the kind of thing people can capture? What's the lifespan of footage on Newsflare?
Essentially, we're not looking to define what news is. I think it's that's a very open question at the moment, and we're open to suggestion from our members. We don't want things that are just video curiosities. We do want things that they think, you know, would be of interest to somebody else other than, you know, immediate friends. No holds barred when it comes to submission at the moment.
So what's been sold? Give me an example. What kind of clips are being purchased?
Well, one of the, for me, the really interesting thing around this is when we sort of first started the idea, there was clearly, it was clear that certain types of content would sell. I mean, you've got the one shot of this amazing blaze that tears through Big Ben. Possibly someone's going to be of interest to it. But what's become, has become increasingly apparent is actually at the much more local end of the spectrum, news organisations do have a need for more video content and are willing to pay for clips. We've had been running assignments around the torch relay. Member of the public, what I'm loving to see is member of the public pops down to the end of their driveway on their iPhone, captures a clip, they would have captured anyway, puts it on Newsflare and gets 10, 15, 20 pounds for it. And these members are just saying to us, I never thought I could do this, I never thought I could get anything for it, and you can.
Shooting for stock, as such, as they say, and that was somebody whose commute was to the bottom of the driveway. So I guess with the Olympics coming up, there's going to be people all around the world who, A, probably can't afford to send journalists into London because of the price of accommodation, or B, probably couldn't get access to the Games because it was oversubscribed in many ways. Can the individual, with or without permission of Locog, I don't know where this is going, shoot Olympic-based clips, because there's so much news surrounding the Olympics, not just sports, you know, infrastructure, location.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the recent stuff that's been going on with the security fiasco, anticipated, or actually already experienced difficulties with the transport infrastructure, notably the M4 closure, all these kinds of things that are outside of the stadia, a totally free game for, you know, an independent individual with a smartphone.
Mm-hmm. So what does Newsflare get out of this? How does your structure work when it comes to working as an agency as such?
Basically, we take a commission on clips that are sold. So unless we sell your clip, we take nothing for it. The service is entirely free to use. In terms of what that commission is, it starts at a 50-50 split when you're a new user. But we really want to incentivize people to engage with the platform. So there's a member points system, essentially, that the more you interact, the better videos you put up, even if they aren't being sold, means you...
Time's up, I'm afraid.
Sorry. It means you move up levels, and so that starts at 50, but you can get up to 80% of the sale price, because we want to incentivize people to keep coming back and engaging more.
So there may be some pro users out there who are thinking, actually, I'm in and around news all the time. Why don't I just have my separate revenue stream here on video? Because I might not be asked for video from my normal employer.
I'd say absolutely. One of the things we're really looking to try and do is provide that proposition for pros in an increasingly competitive market, another opportunity to monetize their content. I mean, for us, one of the big things with Newsflare, because aimed at anyone, we pay within 24 hours of receiving the cash, so it's immediate payment. This is something for pros that they're not used to, but actually you can get up to 80%, you can monetize content that you wouldn't be able to otherwise, and you'll get paid within 24 hours of selling it, which will be a novel experience, I suspect, for some people in the industry.
Definitely. So what happens if I've shot some footage on my mobile phone and I upload it to Newsflare? Do I still own that clip?
Yes, you do. Full rights remain with the submitter, and essentially our terms and conditions are very simple in that the submitter grants us an exclusive right of resale. So all that we ask is that the submitter doesn't try and resell it via different quarters, but they still own the intellectual rights to it.
Now, one of the reasons for me wanting to meet you guys in the flesh, we have met in the flesh before over dinner, and meeting you guys this time is because of the possibility of, I guess, working with you and becoming an advocate in some way. Video is a big part of what I do. What's your thoughts on bloggers versus journalists? Just to kind of test you here, because I have my own answer around this.
I hope I give the right one now. It depends what kind of stories you're covering, but it's all about, for me, is bringing information to light. Like, historically, bloggers didn't exist. There were, neither did the web as an outlet. I think, for me, I think, where the cross, what does a journalist do? A journalist's job is to tell a story about an event, to bring information to light. What are a lot of bloggers doing? I mean, they're just bringing information to light, telling a story. So I think there's a lot of crossover there in terms of, I wouldn't want to put out a definition of what defines the two parts, personally.
What excites me is the fact that you're creating, in some ways, a crossover space, a place where journalists and bloggers are both practicing journalism, you don't have to be a journalist to practice journalism. And there are plenty of journalists out there who have blogs. So the crossover is very deep and very intertwined. Now, it is down to the trained, experienced, ethically aware journalist out there to be in these spaces in my mind. And that's why I'm interested and I'd like to champion something like this, because the more journalists hanging out with bloggers and vice versa and working in the same space, the better the bloggers are going to get and the better our journalism is going to get. Do you have a way of verifying news and information? That's in, I know that this is a really hot topic for a lot of news gathering apps at the moment, so if it is sensitive how you will be doing this, I understand. But can you, will you be doing that?
Yes, there's three system-generated bits of data that we use to inform the verification process. The first is who submitted the clip. So if it's been captured in-app, that comes from a user that's got a track record with us in very much an eBay-type way. There's the time and date that the clip was taken. Very often news organisations get a clip through that purports to be Syria yesterday, ends up turning out to be Kosovo 10 years ago. So that kind of introduces the third bit, which is the geographic bit. So each clip that gets uploaded to us via the app comes with a data tag, which essentially verifies its location. That location can be viewed in a map, and then using Google Street View, a news buyer can very quickly verify that what they're seeing in Google Street View correlates with what they're seeing within the footage. And that's not 100% there on the verification process, but very quickly it gets them probably 60 to 70% of the way there.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. We understand it's such a core need for this business, but there's more and more of this user-generated content coming out, which is a great opportunity, but also presents with it a whole series of challenges. And as you rightly said, Christian, one of the biggest ones is, Is it what I'm being told it is? So I think as we move forward, it'll be one of the big focuses of Newsler as a business to ensure we're continually trying to put things in place to help news organisations do that. I mean, one thing that John didn't mention is there is in-app, there's a witness button, so other members can say, actually, I saw this as well, and this is correct. And so using that kind of opportunity to try and triangulate in, and there is no silver bullet in this game, and there are always ways around it, but we're just trying to make it as easy as possible for a news organisation to spot the good from the bad.
So, go on then, give us some URLs. Should people want to get their name before you get really, really well known out there and they can't get their favourite login name?
the web address, obviously newsflare.com. We got an app, an iOS app, and hopefully in the next couple of months we'll be bringing out an Android version to get more people involved in it. And as you say, Christian, it's the opportunity to get in there first. One of my best friends who's been using it for a month now, he's so stoked that he gets Steve because it's the first time he's ever had the opportunity to be the one, the first, the Steve. So get out there and get your name first.
I can see the posters, be like Steve. Do you have a tagline for Newsflare?
For news that's too breaking, too remote, and too local.
For news that's too breaking, too remote, and too local. I like it. Well, good luck, guys. Thanks very much. Give us your Twitter names to finish.
It's BevTNZ.
And CornwellJB.
Thanks, guys.